各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May God's grace be with you always.
早上我们一起来看，你可以选择一次来勉励。
This morning we'd like to study the topic of you can choose.
我们看耶伯记三十四章。
Let's turn to Job 34.
耶伯记三十四章第四节。
Job chapter 34, verse 4.
耶伯记三十四章第四节。
Job chapter 34, verse 4.
我们当选择何为是，彼此知道何为善。请读。
Let us discern for ourselves what is right. Let us learn together what is good.
这边提到说我们应当选择什么是对的。
Here it tells us that we should discern what is right.
然后知道什么是善的，选择善的事情来做。
And we should choose what is good and do what is good.
我们在人生的生活当中，有些事情是没有办法选择的。
There are many things in life that we cannot choose.
比如说你出生的家庭。
For example, the family in which we are born.
你出生的时间，你出生的性别。
The time and date of our birth, our sex.
但是从我们懂事之后到我们离开人间为止很多事情我们都可以选择。
However, from the time we first become aware of our surroundings until adulthood, there are many choices we can make.
其实选择是神给人的一份爱。
And actually, the availability of these options is a manifestation of God's love.
所以我们用这个题目来思想三点。
And therefore, we're going to study three parts.
第一点就是你真的可以选择。
And the first part, we want you to understand that indeed we can choose.
第二点，我们看神为什么让人来选择。
And the second point is, why would God give us these options?
第三，我们来谈一谈选择之后，人要有一个后果，他要去承担一个后果。
And thirdly, we like to talk about.Taking responsibility or facing the consequences of our choices.
我们一点一点来查考。
So we're going to study in these three stages.
神给人选择的自由。
God gave man the ability to choose.
我们来看创世纪第二章的十五节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 15.
创世纪第二章十五节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节，十六节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 and 16.
我们读十六节就好了，十六节。
16.
主神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。请读。
And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden.
17节，只是分别三个树上的果子，你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
这边提到说园中神创造伊甸园给人居住。
Here it says God created the Garden of Eden and he put man there.
那第九节谈到说呢，神使各样的树从地长出来。
And in verse 9 it says God created all different types of trees and plants.
那这些树都是悦人的眼目，又可以做果子。
And all of these trees and plants were pleasing to the man's eye, and the fruits were also edible.
那当中又有生命树跟分别善恶树的。
And of course, in this garden, there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以你看哦，神真的很爱我们哦。那园当中呢，有苹果树啦，有葡萄树啦，有香蕉啦，有各样的水果，你都可以随意选择来吃。
And indeed, from this, we can see how much God loved us. He had put all different types of fruit trees in the Garden of Eden.
我们住在加州你可以选择吃韩国料理、日本料理、越南面，什么都可以。
And for example, we live in Southern California, so we have many types of cuisines we can choose from of all different ethnic varieties.
所以神说你可以随意吃。
And God says,You can eat anything.
这个就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
今天我们活在这个世界有一棵生命树，我们不能不去吃。
And there is a tree of life As long as we live in this world, we have to eat from it.
因为这棵生命树你吃了就会永远活着，你可以选择吃这棵生命树。
Because so long as we eat from this tree of life, we will stay alive.
耶稣就是这棵生命树。
And Jesus is this tree of life.
耶稣说生命在我里面。
Jesus said, life is in me.
耶稣说我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
And Jesus said that you can partake my flesh and blood.
那我们活在这个世界有一些我们已经圣经上告诉我们有关善跟恶的事情。
And the Bible teaches us about good and evil.
所以我们不可以杀人，不可以奸淫，不可以偷盗。
We know we cannot kill, we cannot commit adultery or fornication, we shall not steal.
我们吃这些日子就必定死我们就犯了神的诫命。
Because when we partake in any of those things, we shall die.
尤其是在奸淫这件事情，在这个时代是一个很普遍的事情。
And especially when it comes to sexual immorality, it is extremely common in this day and age.
所以我们要特别小心，所有的罪都在身体之外，唯有犯奸淫是在身体之内。
Therefore, we must be extra cautious because of all the sins, everything else is committed externally except for fornication and adultery.
所以你可以随意吃。
So God gave us the option to partake in anything.
但是吃了善恶树的果子，必定死。
But he also said that once we partake the fruits of the tree of knowledge, we shall die.
在自由当中，神又限制我们的自由。其实有限制的自由才是真的自由。
So God placed this cap on our freedom, and truly, this freedom with restrictions is a true form of freedom.
所以我们今天定义自由就是不妨害别人的自由才是真自由。所以自由有一个限定。才是真的自由。
And therefore, our definition of freedom is liberty without interfering with with other people.
今天我们真的自由就是不去犯神的诫命这就是我们的自由。
And of course, to us, our true form of freedom is that we have the freedom to not violate God's commandments.
实际上，甚至讲说，你有自由选择所敬拜的神。
And the Bible tells us that we even have the choice to choose which God we would like to worship.
我们来看耶稣雅记的二十四章十五节。
Let's turn to Joshua.
耶稣雅记二十四章十五节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
耶稣雅记二十四章十五节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
这边耶稣雅对百姓这样讲。
Here Joshua told his people,
他说若是你们以为侍奉神不好今日就可以选择所要侍奉的
He says if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you
那你们要是你们列祖大河那边所侍奉的神呢是你们住在这地亚摩利人的神呢
Then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the riverOr the gods of the Amorites.
他说：“至于我跟我家，我们必定侍奉天上的神。”
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以神也不强迫你一定要拜他了。
So we see here that God will not force us to worship Him.
他用慈神爱所来吸引你，来让你知道他就是唯一的天上的真神。
God will use His love and compassion to attract us to teach us that he is the one true God in heaven.
所以二十四章耶稣雅开始介绍这位天上的真神对以色列百姓所做的是何等浩大的事。
And in chapter 24 here describes how Joshua explained to the people of Israel how great God is.
你们要想想神怎么样开红海让你们过出埃及地的。
Joshua reminded the people of how God opened up the Red Sea to help them escape.
神怎么样让你们脚踏进约旦河约旦河水分开了你们可以走干地过约旦河。
He reminded the Israelites how they stepped into the river Jordan and how the river parted so that they can walk through the dry land.
你们又想想看神为你们征战的时候差遣防风在你们面前为你们打仗。
And he also reminded the people that during battle, God dispatched the bees the wasps to fight ahead of them to disperse their enemies.
所以耶稣要提醒他们，神赐给你们的地不是你们所修治的。
So Joshua reminded the people that all of their assets, all of their land did not come from their own efforts.
你们自己的住的房子不是你们造的。
He reminded the people that the building they had lived in was not built by themselves.
你们吃的葡萄树不是你们种的。
The grapes that they were eating did not come from the vine that they had planted.
是最大能的神啊，给你们的。
It was all given to them by the Almighty God.
今天我们来到真耶稣教会。
Today we come to the True Jesus Church.
我们真的发现到我们所拜的神是一位又真又活的神。
We discover the God we worship is a true and living God.
我们在这边祷告，主耶稣有回应。
We pray in church and God answers us.
我们在这边看到很多的神迹奇事，神的爱充充满满的在弟兄姐妹生命当中。
We have witnessed many miracles. We have witnessed the love of God in our brothers and sisters.
靠神有依靠，有平安。
We know we can rely on God to receive peace and joy.
这些事情摆在您面前，但是您还是有选择的权利。
And of course,Even though we have all these things laid out ahead of us, in front of us, we still have the choice.
耶稣也说，至于我跟我家，我们都一定会服侍敬拜天上这位真神。
Jesus, Joshua said, "For as for me and my family, we will worship the Lord."
我们都知道主耶稣钉在十字架的时候，旁边有两个强盗。
We know that when Jesus was on the cross.There were two thieves that were right next to him.
这两个强盗，也许他们所做的都是 deserve 哦，都是应该被钉在上面的。
And perhaps for these two criminals, they deserve to be nailed on the cross.
他们刚开始都是笑主耶稣基督的。
And in the beginning, they were laughing at Jesus Christ.
你仔细看马太福音他们都是笑主耶稣基督的。
If you read the book of Matthew, they were laughing at Jesus.
那最后一个人看到主耶稣真的不一样。
But toward the end,One thief realized that Jesus was different.
他就责备另外一个人说：“不要再笑了，他跟我们是不一样的。”
And he started to scold the other thief, saying that, "Wait a minute, he's different than us. We should stop laughing at him."
所以他祈求主耶稣说：“你得国的时候，请你纪念我。”
So one of the thieves told Jesus, "When you receive your kingdom, please remember me."
耶稣说：“今天你要同我在乐园里面呢。”
And Jesus told them.Today you shall be with me in my kingdom.
耶稣在同样的两个罪犯当中。
Jesus was between two thieves coming from the same background.
一个选择相信，一个选择不相信。
One chose to believe, the other one chose not to believe.
真的相信的就可以跟主耶稣在乐园里面见面了。
And the one who believed ended up in the kingdom of heaven with Christ.
今天我们都像我们的世人都像这两种不同的罪人。
And today, all of us are just like these two thieves.
所以我们要用心看主耶稣的恩典。
So we have to pay attention to behold the grace of Jesus Christ.
用心看主耶稣的真的跟一般人不一样，他是天上来的神。
We have to pay attention to see that Jesus is different than the people of this world.
上礼拜在喜瑞都教会有灵恩布道会。
Last week there was a spiritual convocation in Cerritos Church.
有一对夫妇朋友来到我们当中。
And there was this couple, a truth seeker, they came to the church.
第二天那位朋友那位男士都一样都一样，你们教会也是一样因为他爸爸是个牧师。
So during the first two days, he kept on saying, well, it's all the same, it's all the same, because this person, his father was a pastor.
感谢主，一天晚上他到前面来祷告。
So thank God, on the third day, he came to the front of the church to pray.
开始讲灵言了。
And he started to speak in tongues.
圣灵给他提起来，上下这样动。
And he was lifted up and down by the Holy Spirit.
祷告完之后，第一句话说：“这里有神，这里真的有神。”
And as soon as he finished praying, he said to me, "There is God here. There is really God here."
所以诸位，你有选择，您要敬拜的神。
So I challenge to all of you: you have a choice. You have many choices.But I want you to do. You can. Will you choose the one true God?
圣经跟我们讲，即使守诫命你也是有选择的。
And the Bible tells us that we also have a choice whether to obey God's commandment.
我们来看《生命记》的二十八章一到五节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记二十八章一到五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记二十八章一到五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 5.
他说你若留意听从主你神的话遵守遵行他一切的诫命就是我今日所吩咐你的他必使你超乎天下万民之上请读
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth.
第二节，你若听从主你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
第三节，你城里必蒙福，田间必蒙福，你所生的、所产的、牲畜所下的、牛犊、羊羔都必蒙福。
You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks.
你可以选择守诫命的。
We can make the choice to obey God's command.
如果你选择守诫命啊，圣经上讲，你所有的，你本身所有的，神都要福气临到您的身上。
If we choose to obey God's commands, we know that all of our assets will be blessed by God.
但是如果选择不守神的诫命呢？
But if we choose not to obey God's commands,
我们来看二十八章的第十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 28, verse 15.
你若不听从主你神的话，不遵守遵行他一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅都必追随你，临到你身上。
However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
十八节谈到说，你的城要受咒诅，田也要受咒诅，啊，筐子也要受咒诅，啊，你所有的要受咒诅。
Verse 18 says, the fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flock.
二十八章的六四节特别记载，如果你们真的不听神的话。
So chapter 28 here specifically states that if we are disobedient.
六十四节特别记载，神要让你们分散在万民当中啊。
And in verse 64 specifically says that the Lord will scatter you among all nations.
从地的这一边到地的那一边，你在那里侍奉你和你列祖所不认识的木头石头的神啊。
From one end of the earth to the other, there you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your fathers have known.
诸位，这位历史的事实今天呈现在我们面前。
And the facts of history has been laid out before us.
我们都知道后来以色列百姓他们真的后来没有遵守神的诫命。
Because we know that the people of Israel did in fact become disobedient.
后来他们就亡国了。
And later, their nation was destroyed.
他们像一颗皮球一样被在世界各地被人家踢来踢去。
And they were like a soccer ball being kicked around throughout the world.
所以你到中国的开封找到大卫的心。
And therefore, you can find the Star of David in the ancient city of Kaifeng in China.
你可以到阿根廷找到犹太人。
You can find Jews in Argentina.
在全世界各地都有他们流浪的足迹。
Everywhere, in every corner of the world, you can find traces of Jewish
culture. 为什么？
Why?
因为他们在历史当中选择不遵守天上真神的诫命。
Because the ancient Israelites had chosen not to obey God's command.
后来有一位省长叫尼西米啊，当神那个王应许他们回去啊，重建他们的家园的时候。
And there was a provincial governor by the name of Nehemiah. When he decided to return to build the temple.
啊，他不只是啊把那个城墙围起来啊，这是我们的地啊，我们的城墙。
So not only did he build a wall.To define the border,
他甚至跟以色列百姓讲，从现在开始哦，我们要好好的守神的诫命。
He told the people of Israel that from this day on, we must obey God's commands.
所以呢，没有人可以在安息日做劳苦的工作了，大家都要休息。
So that no one must work on Sabbath day, everyone must rest.
因为他说呢，就是因为我们列祖啊，他们不遵守神的安息日啊，今天你看我们的命运啊，这么凄惨啊。
And he says that it was because of the disobedience of our forefathers that is why we must suffer this terrible plight.
今天我们来到新约时代啊，我们如果守神的诫命啊，神应许我们啊，要给我们平安，给我们福气，给我们安息。
Today we have entered into the era of New Testament. God has already promised us that if we obey His commands, we shall be blessed.
你孝敬父母，要在世上长寿，你要蒙神的大福。
If we obey our parents, we will receive longevity and be greatly blessed.
如果我们真的诚心实意地遵守圣安息日，你可以知道神在这一天要给你天上地上的福气。
And if we follow the God's command and keep the Sabbath day, we know God will give us blessings from heaven and earth.
有一次啊，小弟到国外去的某一个教会。
And one time I went to a church, in a foreign country.
那我注意到一位弟兄啊，最近常常来守安息日啊。
And I saw a brother who was keeping the Sabbath day pretty frequently.
啊，以前他好像不是这样子的。
And I noticed that this brother was not like that before.
我就问他说，是什么原因让你改变的？
So I asked his brother, well, you know, what made you change?
他说有一次我听讲台在讲说，你神的诫命，你只要用信心去做，你会有体会的啦。
So he said, one time I was listening to a sermon, and the preacher said, if you follow God's commands and you follow it with your heart,
你会有体验的。
You will experience God.
后来他真的在礼拜六的时候呢，他就聚会的时间就把店关起来。
So after that,he would close his store on Saturdays.
然后呢，跟家人到教会里面来崇敬拜神。
And he would take his family to come to church to worship God.
一段时间之后啊。
And after a while,
他发觉到神没有让他赚的钱更少。
He noticed that God did not decrease his income.
并且让他能够跟家人在一起啊，享受平安跟享受那种家庭的和乐。
At the same time, he was able to spend more time with his family.
啊，小弟的妈妈啊，她说她在守安息日之后呢。他每天记账啊，就是他每天啊，他做生意的啊，记账啊，到底神会不会亏待他
？And my mom even told me this. My mom was a businesswoman, and she said that after she started keeping Sabbath day, she noticed that on her ledger.
那守安息之后呢，发现到礼拜五啊，常常他都是赚双倍的啊，所以那每个月呢，他并没有损失啊。
That on Fridays her sales would double, so that toward the end of the month her income did not change at all.
所以诸位，我们有选择的。
So brothers and sisters, we have a choice.
但是我们要为自己的选择啊来得福气，或者是啊没有得到福气啊。
And we must know our choices will either lead to blessings or no blessings.
那我们再来谈第二点，为什么神给人选择的权利呢
？And that moves on to our next point, which is why would God gives us these choices.
我们来看以赛亚书的43章第7节。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书43章第7节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
43章第7节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
就是凡称我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所创造的。请读。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
这边提到说，我们受造是为了荣耀神。
Here says that we were created in order to glorify God.
啊，神给我们选择的权利，如果我们选择爱他，那么神就得到更大的荣耀。
God gave us a choice, and if we choose to love him,God, we will glorify God.
我们人常常做这个机器人，那个给他一个指令，他就做一个动作。
And a lot of times we act like robots. Somebody gives us a command, and we just follow.
那如果你让机器人一直做一个敬拜你的动作，那你有那不是自己选择敬拜你的这个有什么意义呢
？And if you keep on selecting that choice, it's as if you make the robot repeat the same motion and motion again, but not out of its own volition.What would be the point?
啊，不晓得诸位有没有看过一种吸尘器哈，它很厉害啊，它这个自己会转弯的，不吸你们家的地毯的。
I don't know if you've seen the type of vacuum that moves around by itself to vacuum itself.
我第一次看到说，哇，这个是有人工智慧在里面。
And I said to myself, the first time I saw that vacuum, there's knowledge of man embodied in this machine.
啊，所以它会选择。
And this machine.Knew how to make choices.
啊，所以那个制造它的人就因此而得到荣耀了。
And because this machine knows how to make choices, the unit glorifies its creator.
啊，当然，如果这个机器坏掉，你就说哇，那这个东西也是不太好用哦。
And of course, if the machine breaks down, you would say this machine is not so good.
所以神给我们选择是为了彰显他的荣耀。如果你选择拜他的话
，So God gives us the ability to choose.So that we can glorify Him if we so choose.
有的人不相信天上的神，他们问一个问题啊，哦。
And for those who do not believe there is a God, they would ask this question.
他们问说，哎，你们的神哦，可能不是很慈爱，为什么呢？他明明知道亚当会犯罪哦，他已经知道了嘛，为什么他要给他选择呢？
And they would say, well, you know, your God may be not as loving as you think, because since God knew that Adam was prone, Adam would commit sin, why would God give Adam the choice to commit sin?
如果神不知道他会犯罪，所以给他这棵树，那你的神就不是全知道的咯。所以他 either or, 如果不是全知的，就是他不是全爱的。
But if God did not know Adam was going to commit sin, then he is not all-knowing or almighty. So either your God is not all-loving, or your God is not all-knowing.
其实他们真的忽略了，原来神的爱，爱到让人可以去选择他所想要做的。
But they have neglected how great God's love is. God loved man so much.He gave man the choice to do what the man wanted to do.
即使人选择错了，他都有办法来 fix 啊，用很大的牺牲来解决这个人选择错了，再让人来回头过来亲近他。
And even in the event that man made the wrong choice, God would make a great sacrifice to construct a way to rectify the problem.
这个就是神的爱呀。
This is the love of God.
如果不让人选择，这是什么样的爱呢？这是不是爱呀。
If God disallowed us to make choices, what kind of love that would that be? That is not love.
我们知道亚当是有可能不选择不犯罪的，是有这个可能的。
We knew that there was a possibility which Adam would choose not to commit sin.
即使亚当犯罪了，并不代表亚当后来的人类都一直选择不讨神的喜欢，而以至于不荣耀神。
And even when Adam made the mistake of committing a sin, it does not mean that Adam and his progenies, mankind, would continue to make that choice to disrespect God.
你看约瑟，你看约伯，你看但以理，这些人用他们的生命选择对的事情来荣耀天上这位真神，这就是神创造人的目的。
Just look at Joseph.Job, Daniel, and others who have made the right decisions in their lives to glorify God. These are all examples.
这个就是神因着我们人类的选择而得到极大的荣耀，不是吗？
And this is how God was glorified through the choices people have made in their lives.
为什么神让人来选择呢？
And why would God give us the ability to choose?
因为神不强迫人来爱他。
Because God will never force us to love Him.
我们看雅歌的第二章。
Let's turn to Songs.
雅歌旧约八百零五页第二章。
Let's turn to Songs.
雅歌第二章的第七节到第九节。
Songs chapter 2, verse 7 to verse 9.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田间的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我亲爱的，等他自己情愿。第八节
Verse 8
听啊，我良人的声音，看啊，他串山越岭而来。第九节
Verse 9
我的良人好像羚羊，又或像小鹿，他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户的往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。这边提到说，神说呢，耶路撒冷众女子啊，不要，我嘱咐你们不要惊动我所爱的。
Here Jesus, God said, "Listen, my lover, look, here he comes."
不要惊动他了，要等他自己情愿呢。不要惊动他哈，不要叫醒他，等他自己醒过来啊，愿意来亲近我，来爱我。
And here says that, "Don't awake him."And let him come to me on his own volition, on her own volition.
所以第八节啊，谈到他多么辛苦的来就近我们，穿山越岭而来。
And in verse 8, it says how he comes leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills.
但是呢，到我们这里的时候呢，却躲在墙壁的后边观看啊。
And yet he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows.
静静的看你怎么选择。
Quietly peering through the lattice, seeing how we would choose.
慢慢的，你就会了解我是多么的爱你。
And slowly, we would realize how much He loves us.
神就是爱。
God is love.
他不强迫人来爱他。
God will not force us to love him.
所以你看浪子比喻的时候，那个小儿子啊，他执意的要分财产，执意的要离开爸爸身边。
So in the story of the prodigal son, we know that the prodigal son was very stubborn in wanting to receive his share of his father's assets.
爸爸没有说啊，你这样不对啦，来，一个绳子把你绑着，你不可以出去，你要在我身边。
And the father did not say, oh, what you're doing is wrong. I'm going to tie you down with a rope and not let you get out of the house.
让你选择你要走的路。
I'm going to let you choose the path you're going to make.
但是我每天都盼望着你回到我的身边来。
But I'm going to hope for your return every day.
所以他当他这个浪子回来的时候呢，他给他外袍，给他戴上戒指，给他鞋子，再次的拥抱他，欢迎他。
And when the prodigal son came back home, the dad went out, greeted him, gave him a robe, and gave him jewelry, and loved him again.
我常在想哦，为什么亚当啊夏娃在伸手在那个三恶果的时候，神让他中风一下嘛，手伸不出去，不就好了吗
？And I always thought that why God did not make Eve suffer a stroke or something when she reached out for the fruit on the tree of knowledge.
给他肚子痛嘛，给他肚子痛，然后呢，他就要上厕所，没有时间来摘这个东西了。
God could have easily caused a stomach ache or caused something to interrupt that process.
但是神不强迫你爱他。
But God will not compel us to love him.
后来亚当觉得丢脸了，赤身肉体，神再用一个皮衣啊遮盖他的羞耻。
And later on, when Adam felt ashamed of his nakedness, God used a leather cloth to cover up his body.
我们多少弟兄姐妹啊，他们选择离开神。
How many brothers and sisters have chosen to leave God?
但是发现到最后走投无路啊。
And we see that at the end, they have no place else to go.
出去了有魔鬼的伤害。
And when they leave the church, they are harmed by the devil.
没有神的平安。
They lose the peace God has given them.
转了一圈还是回到神的怀抱里面来。
They went out and they circled around. In the end, they returned to the bosom of God.
还发觉到神竟然还给他们圣灵。
And they realized that God still would give them the Holy Spirit.
哦，真的觉得神的爱实在是太大了。
And they feel that God's love is great.
所以神不强迫我们来爱他，他等着我们去爱他。
So we know that God will not force us to love him, but yet God is waiting for us to love him.
但是诸位，我们要谈谈第三点，就是即使我们有自由选择，我们当知道选择本身带一个选择的后果，人需要来承担。
And finally, we need to realize that there are consequences behind our choices.
我们来看耶伯记的34章33节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 34.
耶伯记34章33节。
Verse
33. 34章33节。
Job chapter 34, verse 33.
34章33节，他施行报应，岂是要随你的心愿，叫你推迟不受吗？显定的是你，不是我。你所知道的，只管说吧。第，请读。
Should God then reward you on your terms when you refuse to repent? You must decide, not I. So tell me what you know.
这么叫说人所做的，神要施行报应的。
Here says that whatever we do, God will reward us on our terms.
你自己选定的啦，不是别人哦。你选定什么，你就是要承担那个后果。
So everything happens according to our terms, and we must take responsibility for our own decisions.
我们看罗马书第六章第六节到第八节。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第六章第二节到第八节。
Romans chapter 6,
第六节到第八节
verse 6 through 8.
第二章第六节
Excuse me. Romans chapter 2, verse 6 through 8.
他必照个人的行为报应个人，请读。
God will teach each person according to what he has done.
第七节
verse 7.
凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀、尊贵和不朽之福的，就以永生报应他们，请读。
To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life.
第八节
Verse 8.
我有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒、恼恨报应他们。
But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger.
所以真的，如果我们亲近神呢，神就必亲近我们。
So we know from here, if we If we choose to become closer to God, God will become closer
to us. 如果我们不顺从真理啊，我们啊就会得到神啊啊一个啊一个啊一个愤怒的报应。
If we disobey God and disobey the truth, we shall have wrath, God's wrath come upon us.
所以诸位，我们要小心怎么选择。
So brothers and sisters, we must choose carefully.
真的是影响到我们自己的生活，我们自己的生命。
Our decisions will affect our lives.
你看那个亚当啊，选择犯罪。
We see how Adam chose to commit sin.
他最后的结果就是劳苦满面，终日愁烦。
And his end result was worries, old age, and he was burdened with stress.
你看犹大选择卖主。
And we see how Judas chose to sell out Jesus.
他最后醒过来已经来不及了，主耶稣已经被钉了。
And by the time he woke up, it was already too late because Jesus had been crucified.
他还选择自杀。
And he chose suicide.
真是很可怜的，一步一步的，一步一步的往下走啊。
It was very pitiful.
他真的是他的选择影响到他的生活，影响到他的生命。
Because of his decision, the decision affected his life till the very end.
所以今天呢，我们如果行善呢，平安就跟我们同在；我们如果做不义啊，我们心中自然就没有平安。
So today we know that if we do good deeds, God will be with us. If we do evil, then we will lose the peace in our heart.
因为圣经上明明讲，作恶的人他心中就会一直被打扰的。就永远没有办法有平安的。
Because the Bible tells us that those who do evil, they're constantly interrupted. They would have no peace in their heart.
你看一个禁足啊，他做了一个不一样的选择。他接受，他跟他的全家接受保罗所传的道，全家后来都受洗了。
We see how the prison guard made a choice to follow the Lord, and how his whole family was baptized by Paul.
啊，圣经上讲，他跟他全家通通非常喜乐。
And the Bible tells us that him and his entire family were overfilled with joy.
今天在我们教会里面，我们也看到这样的家庭。
And in our church, we see this type of family.
啊，本来啊，心中没有平安。
We see that originally they had no peace.
啊，本来啊，家庭非常的混乱。
And so, perhaps in the beginning, their family was filled with chaos.
啊，今天全家来这边啊，接受主耶稣基督。
But once they come before Lord Jesus Christ,
有道理可以听,
they listen to the word of God.
有圣灵可以滋润,
they are nurtured by the Holy
Spirit. 有神的爱在生命当中,
they have God's spirit in their lives.
全家都非常喜乐。
They have joy in their
family. 其实啊, 我们的选择不只是影响我们的生活跟生命啊, 其实也影响到我们的旁边的人跟我们的后代子孙。
Actually, our decisions not only affect our own lives, but also the lives of people around us and our children.
我们来看诗篇的二十五篇十二节。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇二十五篇十二节到十三节。
Psalm chapter 25.
二十五篇十二节到十三节。
Psalms 25 verse 12 to 13.
谁敬畏主，主必指示他当选择的道路。十三节。他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。请读。
Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in a way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land.
当我们有敬畏的心啊，神会告诉我们哪一条路是正确的。
When we have a pious heart, God will show us the true way.
然后呢，他可以安然居住。
And that way we can live in peace.
他的后裔也必承受地土。
And our descendants will inherit the land.
你看哦，亚当一个人犯罪，罪就从一人进入世界。
We see how sin entered into the world through Adam.
那大家就往地狱的边缘啊，地狱的路走。
And then mankind started on a path toward hell.
耶稣来听神的话，能够顺服，至死，死在十字架上面。
When Jesus came, Jesus obeyed God's commandments. He died on the cross for mankind.
那众人可以因他而得到生命，得到复活。
And the multitudes, because of his salvation, are able to be resurrected.
所以今天我们所做的都会影响到别人，也影响到我们的后代子孙。
So we know that the ramifications of our actions not only affect ourselves, but also people around us.
你看亚哈一个人啊，这个带领全国百姓啊拜偶像。
And we see how King Ahab, one person, leading his whole country to worship the idol.
啊，但所以神生气啊，整个国家三年零六个月没有下雨。
And because of this, God was angry and caused more than three years of drought.
所以我们的选择影响很大的，影响到我们的家庭，影响到我们的孩子，影响到我们旁边的人。
So we know that the choices we make has ramifications not only for ourselves, but for our family members, for people around us, and especially our children.
我们呢，小弟有一次在605上面开车。
One time I was driving down the 605 freeway.
那你知道605如果到你跟这个605在接近10号之前那个地方很空旷所以大家以为路都就是说非常的很好开所以很多人在605到10号之前我是从另外一边来的都开得很快。
And we know that there was a stretch of freeway off the 605. It's surrounded by barren land. So some people would drive that stretch really fast, thinking that there's not a lot of traffic.
我看到两个年轻人他们开那个 carpool lane哇，因为前面都是没有什么车嘛，他突然之间开快要到这个十号或者是六十号这个附近，突然之间大塞车他来不及刹车
And I saw these two young person, they were riding in a car on the carpool lane. They were going very fast because there was not a lot of traffic, heading toward the 10 and the 60. And suddenly there was a traffic jam. And because they were going so fast, they could not stop.
所以我就听到一个“滴”很长的声音，然后呢，看到他们的，因为我刚好就在那个附近看他们车就撞上那个旁边的那个墙，就飞起来，然后就打到旁边的另外一个车就 landed on the top of it, 就是撞到那个车子的上面去了。
And I heard a very loud screech, and then I saw their car hit the divider in the middle of the freeway.Then I saw their car flew into the air and landing on top of another car nearby.
我感谢神他们两个人竟然从车子里面爬出来，没事。
And thank God, I saw these two young person, they actually got out of the car without any harm.
但是呢，被他撞到那个人，哇，就倒霉了。那个整个车子车头都歪掉了，都坏掉了。
But the person, whose car they landed on, was in bad luck.
有时候我们在路上走路也没什么事，突然一个醉酒的就撞过来了。
And perhaps we could be walking on the street, not minding our own business, but a drunk driver could come and hit us.
所以我们选择酒后驾车，其实不只是影响到我们，影响到很多的人。
So when we choose to drink and drive, we not only affect ourselves, but the people around us.
所以我们的选择真的影响很大嘞。
And therefore, our choices has ramifications.
有时候我看到我们的弟兄姐妹他们真的不认为，他们一直认为说为孩子选择信仰是一个极大的错误。
And some of the brothers and sisters feel that when they choose to teach religion to their children is a big mistake.
他们希望他们孩子长大，自己选择信仰。
And they want their children to grow up and make their own decisions.
他们自己也很少到教会里面来。
And these brothers and sisters don't come to church very often.
一旦做这样的选择，我们就化解到慢慢的，他跟他的家就在神的国度里面消失掉了。
And once they make this type of choices, we notice that this family will gradually disappear in the kingdom of heaven.
实在是很可惜
And that is truly sad.
所以我们的选择影响到我们的下一代。
So we must understand our choices affect our children.
不但如此，我们的选择影响到那个永恒影响到灵命
Not only that, our choices may have an impact on our eternal life.
我们看马太福音第七章十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
七章十三节十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽大的，路是大的，进去的人越少。第十四节。
14.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。请读。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
所以诸位，我们要选择进小门，走小路，找着少的那条路
So brothers and sisters, we have to find a small narrow gate where very few could find.
这是引到永生的道路。
Because this gate and road leads to life.
你有选择的，你有选择的。
We have a choice. We have a choice.
一个是大门，一个是大门大路，一个是小门小路。
A wide gate, wide road, a small gate, narrow road.
我们选择对了，我们就能够进到永生里面去啊。
If we make the right choice, we will enter into eternal life.
所以今天我们既然找到这一条小的路啊，神的道路啊，我们就不要再离开了。
And since we have found this narrow road, we have found the right road, we must not depart from it.
亚拿尼亚跟保罗说，你现在为什么单言呢？起来受洗，洗净你的罪。找到了，你要走在这一条路上面，起来受洗，洗净你的罪。
And then Ananias told Paul, since you have found, why don't you get up and be baptized?
啊，这样子你可以找到永生的道路啊，走进永生的门路啊。
And that is the only way we can find the path to salvation.
诸位，人生有很多事情我们没有办法选择。
Brothers and sisters, there are many things we have no control over in this life.
比如说，如果人家来撞我们这些事情，我们没办法选择。
For example, if other people choose to hit us with their car, we have no choice over that.
啊。但是很多事情我们是可以选择的。
But there are many things we can choose.
其实啊，在我们过去已经做了很多的选择，不是吗？
And actually, we have already made many choices in the past.
有时候我们觉得我们的选择让我们觉得很遗憾呢。
And sometimes we regret our past decisions.
啊，我们选择在大学里面好好玩他四年，现在可能有点遗憾。
And perhaps we have chosen to have a good time in college, and now we regret it.
我们选择一些不好的 habit， 我们选择做错事情，我们觉得很遗憾。
And perhaps we have chosen some bad habits. Perhaps we have done some bad things that we regret.
也许你会觉得啊，你婚姻的选择，你可能也遗憾。
Perhaps you regret your decision in marrying your spouse.
你有很多的选择，可能都有遗憾，但是有一个选择，当你选择对了，很多的遗憾呢，都会被 compensate， 你永远就是。可以弥补这些以前选择的不足了，那就是你真的可以选择到永生这一条路。
But there is one decision which can compensate all of our past mistakes. That is if we choose the eternal life.
当你选择到这条永生神的道路啊，你就会知道神的爱丰丰富富的在你生命里面。
If we choose the path of life, this narrow road, we will find God's love in abundance.
以前好像是负面的，你慢慢的会觉得说，因为有神的关系，慢慢的神带领你怎么样啊，把它看成正面的。
And many things we see in the past as negative or bad, because of God's love, we're able to turn it and view it from a different light and see it as a positive thing.
所以小弟常常跟朋友这样分享哦。人间有些事情有些 risk 你绝对不要去碰，有些冒险你绝对不要去碰。
And I have told some of my friends that there are some risks in this life that we must not touch.
像这个赌博啦，嗑药啦，这个你绝对不要去试。
For example, gambling or doing drugs.
但是找神走这条永生的道路，这个选择这个 risk you cannot afford not to take it. 这个是你一定要去试试看的，这个是绝对不可以失去的选择。
Finding God and be on the path of life, the risk of not taking this path is too great for us not to try it.
所以感谢主，主耶稣给我们选择。
And thank God, Jesus gave us the ability to have choices.
因为这样，他可以得到荣耀。
And because of that, He is glorified.
因为这样子，我们知道他全然是爱。
And because of that, we know Jesus.Is complete love.
盼我们的选择能够有对我们的后代未来有一个好的影响。
And because of our decisions, we will have an impact on other people and our descendants.
盼我们的选择能够正确，能够通往永生的道路。
A good decision will lead us to eternal life.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And may Jesus bless all of us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
369首。
369
首。
369. I need Jesus, my need I now confess. No friend like him in times of deep distress. I need Jesus, the need I gladly own. No son may bear their load alone, yet I need Jesus.
Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. Need him in the sunshine hall. Need him when the storm clouds low. Every day along my way, yes, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. A friend like him, a friend to guide when paths of life are dim. I need Jesus. When falls my soul assail, alone I know I can but fail. So I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. Need him in the sunshine hour. Need him when the storm clouds low. Every day along my way I smile. Jesus, I need Jesus. I need him to the end. No one like him. He's the sinner's friend. I need Jesus. No other friend will do. So constant, kind, so strong and true. Yes, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. Need him in the sunshine hour. Need him when the storm comes low. Every day along my way, yes, I need Jesus. 请同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.